I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Rutherford County's top librarian is out of a job after refusing to remove dozens of books the library board had deemed inappropriate. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris was at the board's meeting Monday night and tells us what happened.
Loanne James is now the former executive director of the Rutherford County Library System. She was fired during a special meeting held by the County Library Board on Monday night. James resisted an order by the board to remove books covering LGBTQ issues from the children's section of the library, saying it's a form of discrimination. Hundreds turned out for the meeting where library leadership decided James's fate. Brandon Holmes was among those who addressed the board. He says removing these books is meant to erase certain groups.
The goal has always been making sure that some of us feel unwelcome in this community by saying that our stories don't belong here. Queer children, one of the most vulnerable groups, look like an easy target to weak people, some of whom are sitting before you today.
Others spoke out against the board chair, Cody York. They say he had not actually read any of the books he directed James to remove. Still, some supported James's firing, saying those citing First Amendment rights are actually appealing to godlessness. James spoke few words in her defense, but made clear where she stands.
I will not change my mind.
Protesters continued chanting after the board voted her out. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
The National Transportation Safety Board is now investigating the deadly school bus crash that killed two students from Montgomery County's Kenwood Middle School last week. Clarksville Now reports the federal agency will be looking into the bus driver's performance, protection of student passengers, and school transportation oversight. You'll find more news at WPLN.org. Thank you.